Good morning. Today is Tuesday, October the 25th. Coming to us from Fortuna, Chief Natalie Attired, Bill Doberstein. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
And you brought along, now, you didn't have to put her in the squad car.
No, absolutely
bring her
not.
Up, did you?
Sat in the front seat.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He let you drive, too?
No.
No. Okay. Fortuna Mayor Sue Long. Good morning, guys and gals. This morning, her quote is actually a proverb, Jewish proverb. Love thy neighbor, even when he plays the trombone.
Nice.
Yeah, I thought that might make a little sense. A little music to your ears, sir. You almost like that one. Okay. So, how's Fortuna been the last little bit?
As far as the PD goes, it's been busy. We've been really busy, but things are going good.
How do you define good?
Our staffing is staying stable. That's good. Dispatch is functioning well, and things are getting done and progressing. We have one opening right now. We'd like to get filled, but other than that, we're looking pretty good.
You love that word. The weather challenges of over the weekend, did they throw anything at you? Was there any emergency kinds of things your guys, the troops, had to take care of?
Not too much. I know they worked with our public works department a little bit on, you know, some branches that came down and some stuff like that, but no major damage, no real flooding of the roadways or anything like that that would be too concerning.
Sue, how do you, as an elected, how do you define good for the police department?
Well, Bill's probably downplaying a little bit just because we've had so many instances in Fortuna lately with, you know, murders and the crime rate and the transient issues and illegal camping and all those things. And, you know, they just really need some extra staffing in order to keep the level of services that we would like. As far as good, I think he means that everybody's showing up, everybody's doing their job, and everybody's trying their best, but they could definitely use some help.
She's going to be your interpreter now, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Morale is good.
Yeah.
Yes. We could definitely use some staffing.
Some extra. Yeah, I wonder if there is a jurisdiction in our region that isn't understaffed or claims. And I don't know. I mean, you guys are inside the bottle, so you see what's going on. You know what's going on. For those of us outside looking in, you know, what do we know?
Yeah, staffing's always a concern, especially in law enforcement. Where it's transitional. I mean, somebody, you know, does a good job for you, works for a couple of years, and then there's a lot of opportunity for them to go somewhere else, make some more money, and do something somewhere else. So, you know, it's morale is a big thing for us. Keep our people happy and making a Fortuna PD a place where they want to work, so they want to stay there and make Fortuna a better place. So, you know, that's what we strive for.
Is money the motivator, or is it opportunity? Or new experiences, or professional challenges, and things that are non-financial?
I think it's a little bit of both. When we lose somebody typically to another agency, especially a local agency, the things I hear, it's typically because they could make more money in another agency, but continue to live in Fortuna, but make a little bit more somewhere else.
Commute. See what commuting's like.
Yeah.
It's 8:19.
You've never heard us before, because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us. Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time is 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Bill Doberstein and really, really true Sue Long. That means that you're on. Yeah. Bill's now arm candy for the next little bit. Sue, what, as as mayor, what is the biggest surprise that the community has about the city of Fortuna that you didn't know either until you became mayor? Was there any wow?
Probably not so much for me, because before I was on the city council, which now I've been on there for 6 years, I went to city council meetings for about 10 to 12 years.
Groupie, I believe, was the phrase people were associating with you. Yeah.
They could have been. They would say when I was campaigning the very first time and I was walking door to door, they say, "Oh, yeah, we see you on TV," because they have cameras in the council chambers now. And I said, "Oh, yeah, you probably do." So one of the things was when we were starting to work on our Measure E was our public works director said we have over 55 miles of streets in Fortuna. So things like that sometimes surprise me, because, I mean, I live there every day and I drive around Fortuna every day. But when you actually put numbers like that to things, it's sometimes kind of eye-opening, things that you don't realize in your own town.
Bill, how well do you think the community understands the police department?
I think...
as a department head.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of people who appreciate the police department and they appreciate a quick response and that sort of thing. But I think a lot of people don't really understand how the police department staffed, how we function, why we staff the way we do, and those sorts of things. I think most of the people in Fortuna, again, appreciate the police department. I think we have a good relationship with our community. We have a lot of community-oriented policing activities and things like that. So we do make ourselves available to the community and take every opportunity to let the community know what we're doing, how we're doing things, transparency and all that sort of thing. So I would hope that our citizens are, you know, up to speed on what the Fortuna Police Department is. But again, you know, I do talk to people that, you know, have a certain thought process that doesn't really, that don't really understand the way things work in the police department.
Well, I would suspect until you have interaction with the city, one form or another, you really, you know, it's all just kind of window dressing. Yeah. Hey, I need to have, and all of a sudden then things start to kick in and they start paying attention in those scenarios.
Well, and even, you know, I thought I have a really good understanding of the police department, but I did a ride along just so when I'm talking to people, I can say yes or no when they're asking questions and different things. And the things that they do and the reasons that they do it, I mean, it's hard to understand unless you actually are in the police car with them. And he would make a U-turn or he would call in a number and I say, okay, why did you do that? And it was just really interesting to actually be in that police car doing a ride along, following along with why they were policing the areas they were and what they were doing and why they were pulling certain people over. And it was really eye-opening. It's a good thing for any citizen who has any questions about what they do all day. Do a ride-along.
Probably not for the sewer treatment plant. That would probably be frowned upon, don't you? Yeah.
Well, one of the things we're doing is a citizens academy. As a matter of fact, this Thursday is our graduation from our citizens academy. First one we've done in several years, but we have some people in there and they're getting informed and really getting informed on what the Fortuna Police Department does with demonstrations and trainings and things like that. So they're going to come out of this with a much greater understanding of our department than the average layperson.
And that was purely for public information?
Well, it's twofold. It's basically a way that we could interact with the community. People that have a strong interest in knowing how the police department functions have signed up for this. But it's also a way for us to get volunteers for the police department. We have several people in our department that volunteer for us. And once somebody comes in, does the Citizens Academy, sees how our department functions, goes through the training, they typically want to volunteer for us. They want to be a part of it. So it's a good way for us to not only inform the public and show them what we do, but to help the department out with volunteers.
Sue, during transition, as is going on now, does that put more of an onus on the electeds? Or is it time really for you and the others to back off, let the temporary kind of just maintain things, find that new person, get them in as quick as you can, and then let everything kind of reset?
You know, we are really fortunate to have found the interim city manager that we have, but there's so much history and so many things that go back a ways. It's hard to get them up to speed in a short time. So there's certain things you just kind of have to back off of and know that his time is used better doing day-to-day things, and there's other things that will just have to wait until the permanent city manager is hired. So transition-wise, though, we're really, really happy with our selection, and, you know, he's doing a great job. He gets along really well with staff, with community, and so we're fortunate in that way, but, you know, there's just certain things you don't want an interim to tackle, and so you just have to back off of some of the things that have been on the burners for a while and wait.
Yeah, I would imagine. Well, I mean, it's fortunate. I know Loretta was used once or twice when she went through, Randy being around still. I guess Dave is still around, but he's kind of involved in other things. Some of the past city managers of the area, they are around. They get it. Yeah. You know, they're not going to rock the boat or change anything, and they're not, heaven forbid, they're not looking for a full-time job. So they're there just kind of staying the course.
Right.
Until, so how is the selection process close?
We actually were just talking about that on the way, and we are going to start a background check on one candidate and see how it goes. So
Cool.
Yeah.
It's 8:30.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Times, 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Mayor Sue Long and Chief Bill Doberstein from the City of Fortuna. You guys, 2 years ago? Was it 2 years ago that there was the attempt for the tax that died ugly? I'm not even sure if it was really even had much life. I mean, it just, timing wasn't really cool, and the blowback was pretty significant. And Measure Z, it was the first rodeo for that too. So it the timing probably couldn't have been a whole lot better if you didn't want it to pass. This time around, things are a little bit different. The timing is a little bit different. There's an attitude change. I don't know why, or I don't know where, and where it comes from. But I'm hearing the folks that were adamant against the last one not quite so entrenched in that position this time around. Are you guys hearing the same thing, that, you know, there's a chance this time instead of no and, you know, you and your horse get out of town kind of attitude?
I'm feeling really strongly that there's a chance this time, but not all of the people who signed the letter of opposition last time, there were 10. They did send out another letter this year. There are 6. So some of the people that were on there have since changed their mind. Others basically just don't want their name on there because of the backlash. So it's frustrating because we worked so hard. Like, I've been walking. I walked 5.5 hours Saturday, knocking on doors, just trying to get the right information out to people, because there's so much confusion and there's so much just lack of knowledge, because when you're not involved in it day to day, you don't understand how city budget works. You don't know what's paid out of the general fund. You don't know why the general fund doesn't have enough money. And so I've just been trying to educate.
You got a really unique shackle, because the city can't do any marketing, any advertising for.
The city can only put out facts.
Right.
The
so it's an informational staff thing. It's not any kind of persuasion, and you can't.
But electeds can do whatever. Electeds can.
Right. But I don't see too many electeds throwing money down on the table to buy advertising for something like this that normally is the carrier of the message.
Right.
So you do have to go probably, I mean, one of the coolest ways, but one of the most inefficient time-wise. Knock, knock, one at a time, knock, 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 and somebody's not home, you get to come back. What's been the reaction for folks this time around? Are you feeling it different? Are the questions different?
Well, I started walking a few weeks ago, so it was before the negative letter came out, and it was very, very positive. So then I've been walking. I walked the weekend. I didn't walk the last weekend. It was really stormy, but it was still overall positive. And so as I walk away from each neighborhood, I try to think, okay, did I get 50 plus one that I think is going to vote yes?
Cautiously optimistic.
Yeah, cautiously optimistic, not letting up, because the letter that they sent out is – they put just enough snippets of what sounds like the truth to sway people. And it's just really unfortunate that almost the whole entire letter is lies.
Is that part of the challenge of a small town?
Definitely part of the challenge of a small town.
You get people really engaged, but they're really committed to their position?
You know, I think that the last time around, people were really taken in by the letter of opposition. This time around, a lot of people are actually disgusted with them because they're saying, what are you doing to make our town better? And they aren't doing anything to help. They aren't coming up with another solution. You know, if this isn't the answer, what is? They're not giving us any kind of positive forward movement at all. It's just negative, 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 bring the city down. And people are getting tired of it.
Well, there certainly is a fatigue factor associated with negativism over and over and over and over. Bill, how about from your perspective? You know, I know you kind of at the end that has the pot of gold. But as
I don't know about that.
Okay. A couple of pennies on the floor. How's that?
Yeah. Sounds better.
But as staff, I mean, you and the troops aren't immune from the dialogue that's going on up and down Main Street about this or any election cycle. Do you have specific discussions and comments about be neutral, don't worry about it, do your job, things will work out? Or does it get to the guys and gals?
Well, I think, you know, in our department, I think all of our staff see the need for funding. And, you know, we have positions that we'd like to add to the department, specifically a detective, a POP officer, and a school resource officer. We definitely have a need. Our guys, especially our sworn staff, see that need for those positions. Our citizens would like, you know, problems solved in their community. And this is definitely a way to do that, especially the POP officer that would be dealing with, you know, drug house issues, transient issues, neighborhood nuisance complaints and things like that, working with probation and parole, doing probation sweeps, parole sweeps.
More lower level types. You don't have to respond with lights and
right.
sirens.
Right. And, you know, because right now all of our sworn staff are patrol officers. We have no specialized positions in the Fortuna Police Department. For an example, we've had 2 homicides and 3 armed robberies in the last 2 months. Each and every one of those major felony cases is being investigated by the patrol officer who was dispatched to the call. We don't have a detective to help out. We don't have a dedicated investigator. And it's truly needed in the city of Fortuna. We've seen our call volume go from about 9,300 in 2002 to over 20,000 last year, and we're on pace for 23,000 this year, calls for service. Our felony-type crimes are going up. Our crimes that require a lot of investigation are going up. And the fact is, those are being investigated by patrol officers, and we're either filling their shift with overtime to cover the street, or they're investigating their cases in between handling calls for service. And it's not really a productive way to do things.
So the drug culture has hit Fortuna.
The drug
just
culture
as it
definitely
has the rest of the
absolutely.
Yeah, finally enveloped you. Would there be any logic to having a detective unit that was good for all local jurisdictions to access? I mean, what you're saying, Andy, kind of has, I mean, different magnitude, but Chief Mills has that comment. Chief Chapman does. You do. I mean, I'm sure Rio Dell and some of the smaller guys don't have either. But to have a special, kind of like the drug task force, You know, here's a pool of investigators. If there's a situation, you know, you tap in and you access this county-wide organization, but not affiliated with the counties. Would something like that, kind of like an MOU, like you guys do so much of in other regards, would it make sense for some staff sharing along those lines?
You know, I think that, you know, the detectives in Eureka and Arcata, you know, were brought up in those agencies and they understand their city a little bit better than someone maybe coming in from Fortuna would. However, we do lean on the district attorney's office and their investigators from time to time. However, they're busy handling their own calls, but so they assist us, they help us. You know, if we're preparing a search warrant or something like that, we might run it through a DA investigator before we submit it to a judge to get signed, things along those lines. But, you know, our officers and our staff are committed to doing the investigations. You know, something to think about, and it would obviously have to be signed off by all the chiefs and the sheriff. And
that's probably what would take the longest. Yeah. Is to
then you'd have to look
that.
Out who's funding and what percentage is going where and that sort of thing. So,
you know, I don't like details. KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:44.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
And a half. Good morning. KINS News and Information Time's 8:48. We're back talking shop this morning with Mayor Sue Long and Chief Bill Doberstein out of Fortuna. Fall is always kind of an interesting time. You know, the Apple Harvest Festival, you got some of the different events, you got the range, you got all the movement that's going on. What do you expect in the next 4 weeks? You know, we got the election also. What's success? What's a win going to look like other than the passing the measure? In the next 4 weeks, before Thanksgiving, Bill, what's there that you're hoping to accomplish?
Well, we are hiring an officer right now. The closing date on that's the 31st, so hopefully we get a good candidate and we can fill that position and move forward with that. But we've accomplished a lot this year with minimum staffing levels and you know, our workload for officers have gone up. So if we can find a way to reduce that a little bit and still be very responsive to the public, I think that is kind of where I'm leaning.
And have your mayor sleeping solid at night.
Absolutely.
That kind of takes care of the election process.
No 2:30 in the morning phone calls. Yeah.
Well, you know what? You lose a little bit more power and it's not going to matter.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
Join us for Talk Shop tomorrow morning. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you then.